From San Francisco to Paris, Nashville to Amsterdam, we're reaching up.
This is John Fass in San Francisco, and we're reaching up again this week with music, some cool wisdom, and our very special guest, Jewish contemporary singer-songwriter Craig Taubman.
Hey, day, 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 day. Hey, day, 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 day. Hey, day, day, day. Hey, day, 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 day. Hayom. Te'amseinu hayom. Tevarcheinu hayom. Tegadleinu. Amen. Hayom, te'amseinu hayom, tevarcheinu hayom, tegadleinu, amen. Hayom tidreshenu letova, hayom tichteveinu lechaim tovim, hayom tishma shavateinu. Amen. Hayom, te'amseinu hayom, tevarcheinu hayom. Tegadleinu, amen. Hayom tekabel berachamim uvratzon et tefilateinu. Hayom titmecheinu bimin tzidkecha, amen. Hayom te'amseinu hayom. Tevarcheinu hayom, tegadleinu, amen. Hayom, hayom, te'amseinu hayom, hayom. Tevarcheinu hayom, hayom, tegadleinu, amen.
Craig Taubman's music is sung and his Friday night live and Shabbat morning services have been replicated at synagogues across the country. He recently produced a week's celebrations for Israel's 60th anniversary. He's got a Hanukkah special on PBS and more than a dozen superb albums. And his songs are wonderful.
Well, here we are at Sinai Temple. It's a pleasure, after emailing you for about 5 years, finally meeting you and tremendously enjoying the peace concert last night at Beverly Hills Presbyterian Church. Craig, let me go all the way back to your musical beginnings and ask you how you got started in music.
I was a young man, boy, and I would sing with my family. We had a group. We called it the Von Taubman Singers. That was our joke. And there were four kids, me and three siblings, and we would sing all over the city of Los Angeles.
Somewhere along the line, though, you must have made a transition into Jewish contemporary and Jewish traditional music. How did that come about?
Well, when I was probably 14 years old, a counselor of mine, David Elcott, faked having laryngitis when we were at a camp, and he asked if I would please lead the camp in music because he couldn't. And I did it, and I was bitten by the bug. And that night, I wrote a song. And that song is probably, to this day, still one of my more popular songs, sung all over the world. A very, very simple song. And I was bitten by the bug. It's, you know, I don't know what was the plan. It wasn't definitely a plan that I had, but maybe some other divine plan that had me be at that place at that time and empowered me to do what I do, which is quite a gift to be able to make music and make people joyous.
You're one of the few people in terms of Jewish contemporary and Jewish worship music that is kind of an equivalent of what goes on in Christian worship music, where someone will write a song, like a Matt Redman, for example, and suddenly that song will be sung at churches all over the country and all over the world. I first heard your music at a little synagogue in Alameda, California, near San Francisco, and immediately, I've got to find out who this guy is. I also heard Debbie Friedman for the first time as well. When you're performing, I know you do a lot of things. You do musical stuff that's not liturgical, that's not Jewish contemporary either. You do soundtrack music. But when you're doing music in a synagogue, or even as it was last night for Faith Jams, what's the difference for you as a performer?
On its most basic definition, I would say there's music that I write and music that I'm just a channel for. The music that I write is the work I do for Disney, the work I do for HBO. Some of it is spiritually based, that I do feel it comes through me, but that's more labor. The inspirational spiritual music that I do, I feel I'm but a vessel or a channel for the music. When it comes to the performance, there's also a distinction as well. The music that I used to perform for audiences, not in a prayer setting, not in a spiritual setting, it's me frontal, although not 100% frontal, but more frontal, wowing or attempting to wow the audience. When I'm in a spiritual setting, I feel like I'm in union or communion with not just the community, but with a presence that is far bigger than me. I call that presence God, and it is a whole other thing. I feel like I'm a partner in something that's much bigger than I. And it's not a question of whether or not I succeed or not, if people like the song or not, if they like the melody or not, if they get the text. It's what we create together. Very, very different.
Are you at all surprised, looking back after all these years, at the musical direction that your life's gone?
Yeah. There's a short answer, yes. If someone were to ask me as a 20-year-old kid in college, you know, so what's the plan? Well, I'm going to, you know, sign a contract with Disney, and I'll be with Disney for 10 years. And after 10 years, I will go and I'll do inspirational music in synagogue settings and support my family doing it. Nah. I wouldn't discourage anybody from doing it. It is a great way to make a living, but in my wildest dreams, I never would have anticipated that it could be food for my soul and well as put food on my table.
I'm not sure where, I'm not sure how. Maybe later, maybe now, but somewhere. Heaven and earth touch. Perhaps it's only in a dream. Never to be found or be seen, but somewhere heaven and earth touch. I stop and look for miracles of better things to come. Perhaps I'm just too close to see the miracle is you and me. I want to believe in a better day. I want to believe in a better way. I want to believe that heaven and earth touch someplace. Every tear, and every joy, and every fear is somewhere heaven and earth touch. Every light of every day, everything in every way is somewhere heaven and earth touch. We stop and look for miracles.
better things to come. Perhaps we are too close to see the miracle is you and me. I want to believe in a better day. I want to believe. I want to believe. I want to believe in a better way. And I want to believe that heaven and earth touch someplace. We look, but do we see? We listen, but do we hear? We touch, but do we feel? The signs are there, they are real.
Thank you. Adonai, Ori. Ori Veishi.
Heard around the world at CelebrateRadio.com.
There are all new Celebrate Radio Positively Music compilation CDs featuring artists from Brian Duncan to Beth Schaefer, the African Children's Choir to Arden Seal, Peter Paul and Mary's Peter Yarrow to Pam Thumb and the Kojic Mass Choir. And each CD benefits groups helping children around the world. Only at www.celebrateradio.net. That's celebrateradio.net.
Together we get all make a difference with the people.
Poverty and hunger here and around the world. So much of the suffering and the dying doesn't have to be. Find out about organizations you can support and join with. Click on Do Good at CelebrateRadio.com or OneHeartForKids.com.
We're back with singer-songwriter Craig Taubman.
So instead of just asking you about entertaining, in view of your involvement with everything musically from Disney and HBO to performing in synagogues, what would you now like your music to do, let's say over the next 5 or 10 years?
For, I would say, even more immediate. I'm 50 years old now. I feel like I'm in my prime, but if I look at where I am in a life's journey, I've lived well over half my life in all likelihood. You know, God willing, I'll be blessed with many, many more years. But who knows? So I, for a very long time, for many, many years, have set as a agenda, as a goal, to empower others to create in their own design, in their own spirit, in their own energy, in their own reflection, so that the legacy continues. The power of a tree or of nature is not just where it is at the moment, but the fact that it has seeds, saplings, branches that give life to others, give shade to others. You plant a tree and you hope that centuries later, generations will reap the fruit of the tree that you planted, will gain comfort in the shade of a tree that you planted, support under the tree that you planted.
Thinking to last night and Faith Jams, which I think you've done before as well, it's amazing that music can be such a vehicle for educating people, letting people have new experiences, uniting people like we saw last night. I can tell you, having been at the first Faith Jam last night, your third, that I would love to see that go on all around the country. Mormons and Jewish music and Christian music and Catholic music and Sufis and all. It was incredible.
Yes, I agree. I mean, what a great, wonderful thing. I think the best way to describe it is this. You have your head, which is above your heart. And right in the middle is your vocal cords. And voice and song centers people, centers a community. It does what a head and a heart can't do alone. It's the fulcrum. It's the balancing point in our lives. Song, very powerful.
I could go on and on, but I know that you've got another eventful evening here at Sinai Temple. What a pleasure to finally meet you. What a pleasure to be attending these concerts this weekend.
Likewise. Thank you.
It's only a journey across a very narrow bridge. It's a journey. You don't know where you're going. Can't hide from it. Don't dare fear from it.
שאני לעצמי מה אני ואם לא עכשיו מתי אם אינה אני לי מי לי וכשאני לעצמי מה אני ואם לא עכשיו מתי
Sunrise, sunset, from the east to the west. Days are flying quick, we gotta clean up the mess. We gotta change the world for our sons and our daughters. Reaching out our hands and helping out our brothers. One, two, three, into the 40 go. There's power in numbers, all have you know. See, our job in this life is to leave the world feeling better inside than it did before. Can't do it alone, though you have the heart. You may not even finish, but you gotta start. See, now is the time to go all out. Spread the word to your neighbors, tell them what it's about.
It has come to my attention that without some intervention that this world cannot be entirely free. Look around, it's time to CCC. Have you noticed how blind we can be? Open your eyes, assist the brothers and the mothers. Open your eyes, help yourself by helping others. Take a couple steps to be kind to your neighbors. You'll taste the sweetness in 18 flavors.
Imeina hanili, amili ucheani leatzmi, ma'ani vimlo achab, eimahatai, eimahatai, vimlo achab, eimahatai,
eimahatai. For myself, who will be for me? And if I'm only for myself, what can I be? And if not in this moment, then when? Achab, 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 achab!
אם אינה אני לי, מי לי וכשאני לעצמי, מה אני ואם לא עכשיו, מתי, מתי.
This is Don Fass. Join us next weekend and keep reaching up.